Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. In Mishnah Vav, we're going to delve a little bit further into the typical structure of a chatzer and the things within it in the time of the Mishnah. In most of the houses were built with flat roofs, and the flat roofs were used. So if there were multiple stories, then the roof would be the property, as it were, the use of the upper story. But if it were a single family home, either single story or multiple stories, the roof is basically the place where they would hang out. They would dry fruit up there, as we've mentioned a couple of times. They might build their sukkah up there, very typically, or they might just go up there to hang out, because that's almost like a yard. Particularly if it's a shared chatzer, as most chatzeros were, this roof might be your private area where you could kind of hang out. And so our Mishnah talks about these roofs, Mishnah Vav, Hagagos Piturin. A roof is not Kovela Maestros. Afal Pishim Shel Chatzer Chayeves. Even if they are within a Chatzer that would be Kovea. So how does that work? We know already that there could be circumstances in which you could pass through a Chatzer that is Kovea without being Kovea. We used an example earlier, a few Mishnayos ago, of somebody who is taking his figs to the Muktzeh, to lay them out, to cut them and dry them. And so even though they're going through the Chatzer in order to get to the Muktzeh, it's not Kovea because it's not done. His intention is to continue processing them later, and therefore it's not done. However, we said if the, and therefore we said the family can eat figs because it's not done. But we mentioned that if the homeowner actually starts to eat a fig on the way through, then that is as if he changed his mind and he said, no, I'm eating them. And then it's kovea. And then all of them have to have Trumas Maestros taken. That is not the case if we're talking about a roof. So if we're a roof, sometimes instead of laying out their figs to dry in the mukta, they might lay them out on the roof. And so if he's planning to lay out his figs to dry on the roof, and therefore when he passed through the chatzer, they're not kovea. And then once they're up on the roof, the homeowner says, oh, you know, I really feel like eating a fig. And he eats a fig. That doesn't ruin anything because the gag, right, the roof, is not kovea lemaestros. The next three structures, as it were, are part of what would be in the chatzer. So we have a beis sha'ar, an achsadra, and a merpeset. Beis sha'ar is a guardhouse. Typically, when guards guard an area, they build a little structure for the guards to be in, particularly during the inclement weather. So this little guardhouse. And achsadra is a covered area, a covered porch or covered patio in front of the building. Given the typical construction of a chatzer, where there were houses all the way around, the achsadra would often be in a U-shape. Around, you know, in front of all of the houses, but it could be other shapes as well. Chasadra typically, but not always, has walls on three sides and is open on the fourth. Either way, an achsadra is a covered patio in front of the home. Umirpeses, and umirpeses is the upper walkway that we talked about. It's the porch for the entry into the upper level houses and apartments. So all three of those, beis sha'ar, achsadra, umirpeses, harayil kechatzer. They are subsidiary to the chatzer in which they reside, and therefore, if the chatzer within which they are is the kind of chatzer that is private enough and protected enough to be kovel maestros, right? Im cheves chayavin, then they too would be kovea. Again, what do you mean they're kovea if the chatzer is kovea? Wouldn't the chatzer be kovea first? Sure, but there are potential circumstances where one might pass through the chatzer, even though the chatzer is kovea, but one might pass through the chatzer in a manner that isn't, right, kovea them, as we mentioned just in the previous case. And then when you get to the achsadra, say, you know what, I want to take a bite. So here, this is not like the gag, which is potter and not kovea. Here, it depends on the chatzer. If the chatzer is kovea, then you change your mind in the achsadra, it's as if you changed your mind in the chatzer. And therefore, it is chayav, meaning it's kovea lemaestros, vim petura, peturim. And if it's the type of chatzer that is insufficiently private or protected to be kovea lemaestros, then the same thing is true for the achsadra, or the beis sha'ar, or the merpeset. We don't say that because it is really proximate to the house, that it is even more like the house than the chatzer, It is basically the same as the chatzar in which it resides, and if it is not koveya, then neither are they.